Kit, can you help sniff out an answer to this question from Europa and Ocean on our Naked Scientist forum? And for any listeners that are unfamiliar with the forum, it's a great space to share ideas and questions outside of these monthly Q&A shows. So just head to thenakedscientist.com/forum. Anyway, Kit, back to the question. It says here, how can you remove body odour from materials? Certainly a key question as things are sort of getting hotter.
Well, you could set the material on fire. That will certainly get rid of everything. assuming you want to keep your clothes, let's have a look at what body odour is. So your body will naturally release all kinds of secretions. Sweat is a great example. And the natural bacteria that live on your skin, and that's everyone has it, it's perfectly normal, they will start breaking those down and release molecules that stink. And they'll react with your nose sensors, and that's how you'll find out that you're a bit whiffy. So when things dry on your clothes, what can you do? One thing is to wash them. Water is fantastic for getting rid of those horrible smells, and also you can use a detergent. Now, detergents are fantastically shaped molecules because they have what we call a hydrophobic tail.
Now, that means that they are essentially afraid of water.
Exactly. So the tail is afraid of water, but the head loves water. So it sticks the tail in those fats, it breaks things up and gets rid of them. That's how we get rid of dirt, and that's why you use washing up liquid to clean your plates. Same kind of principle. So you can get rid of stenches that way. The other thing you can do is try and neutralise them. One thing that works very well is actually using white vinegar in a bowl of water, and that will absorb the smells from the room and get and neutralise them.
And so why is it that combining that with water, that white vinegar, gets rid of it?
It's not necessarily combining it with the water, it's just making sure that the white vinegar is actually sort of going around the room, essentially. It's because of an acid-base reaction. It's very, very basic sort of chemistry. Speaking of basic chemistry, another thing, and other brands are available, but Febreze is a great example of how you can actually trap these smells. So Febreze has a structure in it called a cyclodextrin, and that's shaped like a donut. It's a big hole in the middle. It's a sort of a circular molecule. And what it'll do is it'll get those molecules in there that are causing the horrible smells inside that circle and trap them. You can't smell it, and the molecules are still there, but the BO's gone.
Oh, Bill, you've got a question.
Yeah, I know some people use sodium bicarbonate to put in the microwave to eliminate smells. How does that work?
We're going exactly the same kind of route as the vinegar. So sodium bicarbonate is a great version of a base, and it will cause that same kind of reaction. So it depends really what the smells are as to how you get rid of them. But sodium bicarbonate, fantastic for cleaning products. And these things are really, really cheap. Everyone thinks that you need to go for a really expensive cleaning product. Actually, white vinegar, sodium bicarbonate, things that we've used for over 100 years now, are just terrific.
Well, absolutely no excuses then.